Believe me, your problems are nothing like mine. This time it's really bad, Sally. Julian's voice is getting smaller and smaller, but it's still the same voice that got Sally through that horrible year when she couldn't bring herself to speak. It's the voice that urged her on every Tuesday night, no matter what, with a fierce devotion, the kind you acquire only when you've shared the past. Okay, Sally sighs. Let me have it. Jillian takes a deep breath. I've got Jimmy in the car. She comes closer so she can whisper in Sally's ear. The problem is... This is a hard one, it really is. She has to just get it out and say it, whispered or not. He's dead. Sally immediately pulls away from her sister. This is nothing anyone wants to hear on a hot June night, when the fireflies are strung across the lawns. The night is dreamy and deep, but now Sally feels as if she's drained a pot of coffee. Her heart is beating like mad. Anyone else might assume Jillian is lying or exaggerating or just goofing around. But Sally knows her sister. She knows better. There's a dead man in the car. Guaranteed. Don't do this to me, Sally says. Do you think I planned it? So, you were driving along, headed for my house, figuring we should finally see each other, and he just happened to die? Sally has never met Jimmy, and she can't say she's ever really spoken to him. Once, he answered the phone when she called Jillian in Tucson, but he certainly wasn't talkative. As soon as he'd heard Sally's voice, he shouted for Jillian to come pick up. Get over here, girl! That's what he'd said. It's your goddamn sister on the phone. All Sally can remember Jillian's telling her about him is that he served some time in the penitentiary for a crime he didn't commit, and that he was so handsome and so smooth, he could get into any woman simply by looking at her the right way. Or the wrong way, depending on how you wanted to evaluate the consequences, and whether or not you happened to be married to this woman when Jimmy came along and stole her before you had an inkling of what was going on.